Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is March the 13th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Judges, chapters 4 to 6, facing our giants with God's help. We read in Judges chapter 6 verses 14 to 16 like this. Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?" So he said to him, "O my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man." Facing the Giants is a heart-touching movie created by a U.S. church in 2006 that tells the story of a losing coach with an underdog football team as they faced their giants of fear and failure on and off the field, achieve surprising results at the end through their trust in God. Similar to this is a story of Gideon, a wheat farmer turned military leader who delivered Israel from the Midianites after being oppressed by them for 7 long years. This oppression by the Midianites probably occurred around 1200 BC, and God himself, who is referred to as the angel of the Lord, appeared to Gideon with strong words of encouragement to get him off his fears. This happened when Gideon was literally beating out the grain from the wheat husks inside a wine press in order to hide it from the Midianites, fearing that they would steal it if he was caught. We can see Gideon literally afraid and hiding from his enemy in the opening act of his story. Gideon was an unlikely candidate for God's Hall of Fame. Throughout the storyline, Gideon appears to be afraid and fearful. He doubted the promise of the angel of the Lord. He constantly asked for signs and fleeces. He was afraid to throw down the altar of Baal, which he did by night when no one was around. When God reminded Gideon that he would be the next judge come deliverer, he began to make excuses for himself immediately. He objected that his family in Manasseh was poor and he was the least in his father's house. In essence, he was saying that he was not qualified for this task. Neither was his family and neither was his tribe. Nevertheless, God promised that he will be with him and that he and the Israelites would destroy the Midianites as one man. God actually pointed to Gideon's potential as a mighty deliverer through his enabling power. In view of Gideon's situation and his slowness to act, this was more a word of anticipation than a statement of fact. God saw the potential in Gideon and even called him a mighty man of valor. Finally, he could face his giants with God's help. We too can face any fears in our lives when we know that God is on our side. All we have to do is trust and obey God implicitly. God will help us to accomplish all that he asks us to do. God sees the potential in us and says to us, as he did to Simon Peter, "You are and you shall be," in John chapter 1 verse 42. God knows our weaknesses and will accommodate himself to our needs so that he can develop our faith in the process. For someone like Gideon, who was so fearful and worried, he built an altar to the Lord and called it Yahweh Shalom, which means the Lord is peace. We too can enjoy God's peace today as we lay our fears and worries upon God through prayer and boldly face our giants with God's help and the peace that he only can give us. As we read the instructions from Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 and 7, which is like this: "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus."